Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were the targets of suicide bombing Sunday, killing at least 44 people and wounding dozens more. The attacks were claimed by Islamic State. Silvana Sabri was among the mourners attending a funeral procession late Sunday for many of the victims. She asked where the security is. The churches targeted were St. George in Tanta, north of Cairo, and St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria. Coptic Pope Tewodros had been leading the mass there at the time of the blast, but escaped injury. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, appearing on state television, declared a three-month state of emergency. Coptic Bishop Suriel in Melbourne, Australia, welcomed the heightened security measures.
This is the minimal that can be done because it's very clear that there is a type of ethnic cleansing by ISIS targeted towards Christians of the Middle East with a particular emphasis on the Copts of Egypt.
The blast appeared to have been timed for maximum impact as people gathered to mark Palm Sunday. Pope Francis scheduled to visit Egypt later this month, denounced the bombings and expressed his deep condolences. In Somalia, a suicide bomber dressed in a military uniform detonated his vest inside a military training camp in the capital Mogadishu Monday, killing and wounding several soldiers. The attack comes a day after Somalia's new army chief escaped injury, even as 13 others were killed following a car bombing near a military base in the capital claimed by the insurgency al-Shabaab. General Mohamed Ahmed Jamali had been just sworn into office and was traveling in a convoy with other military officials when the bomb exploded. This is VOA News.